Hello, everybody. Just a quick note, and partly to remind myself to do it as well. So I've been working with a dad's group in the north east, and I've just fished out. We did a kind of a mind mapping exercise a while ago, and I and what I'm going to do, and they did a big drawing, and they kind of mapped out some of their lives and stuff like that. So it was just kind of a part collage, part kind of ideas. It was quite tricky for everybody to get into because I think this was quite an alien kind of concept for them. They'd also done some sort of personal investigative work earlier on in the week, which kind of mirrored what I'd set up. So I kind of had to keep it a little bit loose. But anyway, they did it, and what I'm going to do over the next couple of days is I'm going to take that drawing, I'm going to photograph it, and I'm going to transfer it into JPEGs, and I'm going to put those JPEGs into a virtual landscape. And I'm going to create that virtual landscape using Unity, and I'm going to make a kind of a little maze and a little, not necessarily a game, but a kind of virtual environment where you can walk around and you can kind of, they can walk on top of their drawings or walk even through their drawings. And alongside this, I've been working with this group for about 6 weeks. So other stuff that we've generated, I'm going to just grab that as well and put that stuff into the game as well. So it's a kind of like a reflective gallery and space, virtual space for their ideas to sort of sit. And for me, it's a great way of just producing a piece of artwork, kind of collaborating on it all, and sort of pursuing some of my ideas about virtual spaces and what they can do, what the potential of them in as far as they can be more than just a kind of game, or more than just a simulation of something else. They can actually just be very conceptual and very raw in kind of their JPEGs and stuff like that. But they're quite cognitive. You know, when you walk around this space, you kind of get an understanding of it. Anyway, so what I'll do is I'll be posting that on Twitter and all my other places as well. So everybody should be able to have a look at it. It doesn't contain anything that's too open and disclosing. It's quite some neat stuff, and so I should be able to get everybody's permission, and everybody can have a little look at that kind of stuff and see if you can do these kind of things yourself. Okay, that's me. Bye.